New data on drug use among teenagers show a rare bright spot amid the opioid crisis. Use of opioids appears to have dropped last year among high schoolers in the region. School officials and the Ohio Valley want to continue that trend with more school-based programs designed to help prevent substance use disorders. But as Aaron Payne reports, those programs use a new approach as officials learn from past mistakes.
Remember DARE? The Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program started in the Reagan-era war on drugs. Police officers and a school curriculum gave kids warnings about the dangers of drugs. It was one of the first school-based drug prevention programs, and Rick Crossan has been working with it for a quarter century in Athens, Ohio.
I take pride in the fact of being a DARE officer because I think you do have an impact in children's lives.
Officer Rick, as he's known to school children in Athens, came to love the position so much that he chose to keep doing it after retiring from full-time police work in 2015. But researchers did not love DARE. Their study showed the program had little effect on decreasing drug use. One study in the 90s even found misuse actually increased for some students who participated in DARE. So officials brought in prevention scientists to overhaul the program. Crossan says they work to use evidence-based strategies in the new DARE.
Now DARE focuses so much more on making decisions, and we really don't spend a whole lot of time specifically on drugs.
Amid the terrifying toll the opioid crisis is taking in the Ohio Valley, officials are investing in more school-based programs. And these programs emphasize the behavioral health issues tied closely to addiction, rather than the drugs themselves. Anya Edelati, a research fellow at the University of Montreal, presents an overview of a targeted prevention program that schools in Athens County plan to adopt. The prevention program, she says, evaluates middle school students based on a short questionnaire. The students at highest risk are divided into groups based on personalities associated with future substance use. These students are then paired up with teachers who go through the prevention training program and learn the students' personality traits. Edelati tells the group that children who know themselves better are less likely to develop risky behaviors.
They can put it in a positive way and actually use it toward their goals that they have. But if they don't learn how to deal in a given situation, it can become problematic.
Venture Lab research in schools using the program found a delay in onset of substance use, a decrease in binge drinking, and a decrease in substance use disorders. Edelati says the research also found a decrease in high-risk behaviors among students who did not participate. That could be due to reduced peer pressure from those who did take the program.
All of this helped them to develop better decision-making skills rather than focusing on substance use problems or other problems.
Elsewhere, students in West Virginia are participating for the first time in a program that teaches kids behaviors that can help avoid substance use. The PACS Good Behavior Program, developed nearly 50 years ago, has students select good and bad behaviors for teachers to monitor during their regular lesson plan. Dr. Dennis Embry, president of the PACSIS Institute, says the game teaches self-regulation, and years of research show the game has benefits beyond a well-behaved classroom.
Virtually every addiction over the lifetime is reduced by playing this game in first and second grade.
A community health center paid for teachers in Braxton County, West Virginia, to be the first in the state trained in the program. And a grant will help to spread it elsewhere. Educators hope programs like these will prevent the next generation from cycling into the addiction crisis. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.